Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Fox News is now streaming live on Fox One. The voices you trust. The stories you won't find anywhere else.
This is the story breaking right now.
Fox One. We live for lies.
Try it free for 7 days. Offers are subject to change. Go to Fox One for complete terms and conditions.
Do you think astronauts fight over elbow room? Probably. Because advanced tech doesn't always mean more space. Until now. Introducing the Hyundai Ioniq 9, a three-row electric SUV with over 300 miles of range, ultra-fast charging capability, and lots of space. The all-new Hyundai Ioniq 9. Space in an EV. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
EPA estimated range for Ioniq 9 based on fully charged battery. For comparison purposes only, actual range will vary based on several factors.
We're going to hit Monday Night Football a number of times today because we've got a doubleheader of action going on. Case of the Mondays later this hour. At 11:20 Eastern, we'll have guests on each game for Monday Night Football, and we'll give you our quick breakdown right now. First, it's Tampa Bay-Houston. Then we've got the Chargers and the Raiders tonight, Sam. So always love that. And it's not one of the situations we've seen in the past. I think it feels like the NFL is still trying to figure out what is better. Okay, let's have these double dips. It makes sense. A lot of games got lost yesterday. Like, it's literally impossible to stay on top of 9 simultaneous games. I hate it when they do that with the schedule, when they did 9 and then 3. We've got no bye, so we've got all these games. Like, do you really have to throw on 9 games at one time? But that's exactly what they decided to do yesterday. And what I mean by the NFL not figuring out, these are not overlapping in any way. So, you know, by me, it's 6 and 9 o'clock, even later by you. I don't know preferred way. I would rather overlap them. Like, start, is that 10 p.m. Eastern, the start of the second game for you?
10 a.m.? Wait, 10 a.m. or 10 p.m.?
P.m. I started to say A, but then it.
Oh, tonight. Yeah, tonight. Yeah. I'm thinking yesterday. Yeah, tonight. Yeah. The second game starts at 10 p.m. Eastern. Yes. I thought you were asking if the p.m. Sunday slate. I'm like, wait a minute. What? Yeah. Tonight is 7 p.m. first kick, 10 p.m. second kick. So if I wanted to watch the entire Chargers and Raiders game tonight,
yeah,
it'll end at about 1:15 in the morning, I'm going to guess. Not as bad as the Canelo-Crawford fight, which started at 12:40 a.m. Eastern out here.
No chance. There's no chance. Yeah.
I mean, we're about to start the fight, and then we want to do 2 musical performances. Like, it's 12:35 in the morning. And you know me, like, I like being out. I like being up late. But if I'm home and I'm in the couch, start the fight before midnight. What are we doing? Like, if I'm out and I'm in a bar, sure, I'll be out till 4 in the morning. No issue. But I wasn't. I was good. I stayed home. I'm going to watch the fight at home. And then Netflix says the fight's going to start at 9. Okay. The fight started at 12:40 in the morning and ended almost 2 a.m.
Didn't watch it. I'm not staying up. No. And then once we get to the next morning, so that's Saturday night. I'm doing game day at 7 a.m. my time. Like, no, NFL's week is here. It's over. You missed your window. You had a window, and you missed it. Get out of my face. All right, Tampa Bay, Houston. What do we have tonight? Let's see. Is the number still 2.5? Are we still there this morning? Yes, we are.
Yep,
it is a juice 2.5. Okay, Texans are the home favorite at 2.5. I don't think we get to 3. It is juice -115 over at BetMGM. It's a low total that's been going down all week. I understand why that has been dipping all week. That makes sense. 42 and a hook everywhere you want to shop. This thing opened at 46.5. It is 42.5. Sam, the first of the 2 Monday Night Football games. Do you have an angle? Do you have a bet?
I know wise guys like the Texans, but they also had a couple games yesterday they liked, and I tailed and did not hit. So I don't know if wise guys are even wise anymore, buddy, to be honest with you. Yeah. They laid 1.5 and 2 with Houston. They were also taking pieces of the Dolphins yesterday and betting the Chiefs like they had the results, and those did not get home, is what it is. But I know there's been a big push on Houston, and I think they played some money line as well. But the biggest move in the game is the under. So when this opened up, you know, the look ahead was 46.5. Then they reopened it last Sunday, not yesterday, two Sundays ago, at 45. And now we're 42.5. So a big shortage of offense. I think a lot of people are looking at that Houston offensive line and how bad it was. And then the pressure Tampa will bring. But then you also see, while there has been a sharp move on the under, you've seen a sharp move on Houston. So there's not really a lot of correlation there, I would think. I'm probably going to stay on the sidelines for this one. I know I have a bet in the second game that I can't wait to lose. But I know guys I respect that are on Houston. I mean, what do you want? You get smoked on Sunday, and then it's like, oh, let's do a three-hour show Monday morning. What do you like? Not much in Tampa, Houston, to be honest with you.
I know. I can't even laugh at GRP for starting 0-3. Like, it's pretty close to my record at this point. He's on Houston. He's on Vegas tonight. So take that for what it is. I get the move on the total. That makes sense. One thing we know about the Texans is that they have a strong defense. The offense is a problem. They scored 9 points last week. They didn't score a point in the second half, okay, against the Rams defense. Tougher matchup, I would say so. But no receiver had 33 yards for Stroud last week. Like, not one. There's no passing game to speak of. They have no run game. The guy that they thought was going to be their starting running back has been injured. They were a bad offensive line to begin with. So they trade one of their best offensive linemen in the offseason. The center, Jake Andrews, is out for this game. Christian Kirk is out for this game. Where are the weapons on offense? How are they scoring points? Why are they laying points? I don't know that they should be. Maybe it should be closer to a pick 'em. I'm not interested in backing Houston. As far as Tampa Bay, you know, between the 20s, Baker wasn't getting it done throughout, but in money time, he came through against Atlanta. He got completed the touchdown pass. Ibuka was strong, the rookie in his first game. He gets 6 targets. He had a big touchdown. He was productive, but that's going to be tough. That's certainly more challenging than the Atlanta Falcons defense, but don't tell that to the Minnesota Vikings. We can get to that coming up. I understand the move on the total. Now, it's hard to come in and say I love under 42.5 after it's already gone through 44, 43. It's hard to do that. Tease? Do I like Tampa teasing it up to 8.5? Yes, I do. Because I don't trust this Texans offense. What do you want to pair it with? Are you going to pair it with the dog tonight in the Raiders? Or are you going to pair it with something in week number 3? You could do that. Maybe it's a stretch to say Raiders 3.5 going through the 6 and the 7 up to almost 10, but not quite there. Maybe you can get there. The only thing I would look at is an underplay, not expecting a ton of offense in this game, which probably means it'll be a shootout. An underplay and looking at a teaser, looking at the dog. I get Baker through the 3, through the 7, through the 8. Against a team that can't score. I like that idea.
I would expect Nico Collins to have a bigger game than he had in week 1. I know that because he's on my fantasy team, and I went, oh, 4 points. Lovely. But then you look at the matchup here, and given the pressure that Bowles is going to like to bring, that's going to give Nico a lot of one-on-one opportunities, you would think. And his number, I see BetMGM has 75.5. Another book has 78.5. So BetMGM has the best number, quite literally. It's 75.5 minus 110. I would expect a bounce back numerically from Nico Collins. I don't know if he gets in the end zone. I don't know who gets in the end zone. I mean, we're always guessing who's going to get in. We have good ideas, and we have a market for it. But I would think the targets would be there. and Nico's going to have plenty of one-on-one opportunities on the outside. Now, this line is a problem, as we've talked about. I mean, coming into the season, they were 31st out of 32 teams in Pro Football Focus's power ratings, offensive line power ratings. That's going to take some time to figure out, if they can even figure it out. I also thought the play calling was a disaster in week one. But you try not to overreact too much to what happened in week one and think that one of the league's best receivers could have a game where he gets at least 76 yards. That's probably the only thing I would bet in this game tonight. I don't really want to lay it. I don't really want to take it. I leaned under, but as you said, we could have gone under 45 and 44, and now we're sitting 42 and a half, and it's like, do I really want to go under 42 and a half and then have it land 23-20? I don't think I can handle that right now. So I could easily just not bet this game and put all my eggs tonight in the basket of the Las Vegas Raiders, because that's where I find myself to save my week. On Geno Smith on Monday Night Football. That's what I need tonight. What are you doing tonight? Oh, I'm going to watch Geno Smith throw three picks on Monday night and lose another game.
Ah, don't say that. Okay, so the Chargers are 3.5-point road favorites. The total, 46.5. This thing has not moved much throughout the week. We've been sitting 3.5, and that seems to be the right number. That makes sense to me. So you got the Chargers. They're coming back from Brazil. How'd the Chiefs do coming back from Brazil? They sucked on offense and they lost in Arrowhead. Now they face the Eagles, but just it's worth pointing out. All right, so you got the Chargers looking to move to 2-0. Same situation for the Raiders. Coming off that win on the road last week, they come back home. Geno looked good. I'm looking forward to this matchup of OCs. Like, Greg Roman was kind of in his bag last week. I know people don't want to say that about him. Look good, spread the ball around with Johnston, McConkey, and Keenan Allen. And then Chip Kelly and Geno Smith looking fantastic. The big question, Brock Bowers.
Bowers, yep.
Is he going to be out there? Is he healthy? Is he going to be out there? Final injury report for the week, he was listed as questionable. So we don't know. Last week, he put up over 100. The other tight end, Myers, in the offense, had almost 100 yards. What is Genty going to do? He'll be watched very closely tonight. Not a lot of production last week, even though he got into the end zone. It sounds like you're on the Raiders. I think this could go back and forth, meaning a higher scoring game. I'm looking at the over, and I'm thinking here in the morning, okay, if I like the over, I got to make this play now, because you don't want to do it at 47 before you get to one of the key numbers in total land. So 46.5 over would be my play there. And you're looking at Vegas?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On Fox One, now you can stream your favorite live sports so you can be there live for the biggest moments.
Touchdown!
And catch history in the making.
Gibby, make three!
Fox One, we live for live. Streaming now.
Do you think astronauts fight over elbow room? Probably. Because advanced tech doesn't always mean more space. Until now. Introducing the Hyundai Ioniq 9, a three-row electric SUV with over 300 miles of range, ultra-fast charging capability, and lots of space. The all-new Hyundai Ioniq 9. Space in an EV. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
EPA estimated range for Ioniq 9 based on fully charged battery. For comparison purposes only, actual range will vary based on several factors.
Oh, yeah. Need it. I got a text last night. I sent a couple texts out to Vegas, and I was like, what do we need tomorrow? What does the house need? Because I'm very curious what the house needs. Like, what do you need to not happen? And he said, the only thing we need on Monday night, believe it or not, is the Chargers to lose outright. So that made me feel good for a split second. I'm like, oh. All right, cool. So people are just jamming Chargers money line into every parlay. And remember, a lot of these parlays are continuations of what happened on Sunday. You know, people want to parlay the Bills and the Ravens and the Chargers, or the Cowboys to win and the Lions to win and the Chargers. There's so much rollover and so much that relies on the Chargers winning tonight's game that most sports books in Vegas need the Raiders to win, which makes me, again, feel good. I feel like I love it when I'm aligned with what the house needs. But John Murray sent me a text yesterday. He said, is the NFL over yet? Question mark. I mean, in the early slate, you had one upset. One. Yeah. It was the Steelers losing to Seattle. They don't count Miami because Miami's a 1.5-point favorite. I mean, that's not a sizable enough favorite to say that that's an upset. But they got one upset yesterday. And in the second slate, the other upset was Denver as a 2-point favorite. All these money line favorites of three or higher are just winning. And, you know, it was never, I don't know, man, it was never this easy to just wedge five favorites at -4, -5, -6, -7 and have them all win. It happened last year and it's happening this year. So that's what the house needs. They need the Chargers to lose. They need the Raiders outright.
Maybe I brought the bad vibes. I don't know if you remember, but on Friday Feels, I told you, I said, honestly, what I'm feeling is I'm nervous that it's going to be a continuation of last year, a continuation of week one, where it's just all the favorites. And it's tough being a dog player. We're mostly dog players. We're looking for value. And where we think we have it, thank God Carolina ends up coming back and covering yesterday. Got something on the board. Like, that's where we're at right now with underdogs. And you're right. The only time you're getting a dog winning, like last week with Vegas against New England, it's right around 2.5, like 2.5, 3. Like, those are not big dogs. That's not what we're used to. There was, you know, they were in danger zone with the Dallas game was close. They were a 5.5-point favorite. Arizona had to hang on as a touchdown favorite, but the favorites are finding ways to get it done. I know there will be a week of chaos, but we have not seen it in a long, long time.
Yeah. I mean, you look at all these games yesterday, Bengals, Cowboys, Lions, Rams, Niners, Bills, Ravens, Cardinals, Eagles, all went outright. Now, Sunday, the favorite that maybe shouldn't have been favored, Minnesota, scores 6 points. They go down. Oh. But it's been a very, very chalky, very, very chalky start to the season.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we haven't gotten to a lot of these big games, a lot of these results. And Sunday Night Football was one of them, maybe because it was quite boring if you were rooting for the Vikings last night. Case of the Mondays on the other side. Bet Sweats, the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On Fox One, you can stream Fox's biggest moments live.
Get out!
Bigger.
I can feel the sweat and I can smell it a little.
Bigger.
That was genius.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Fox One, we live for live. Streaming now.
Do you think astronauts fight over elbow room? Probably. Because advanced tech doesn't always mean more space. Until now. Introducing the Hyundai Ioniq 9, a three-row electric SUV with over 300 miles of range, ultra-fast charging capability, and lots of space. The all-new Hyundai Ioniq 9. Space in an EV. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
EPA estimated range for Ioniq 9 based on fully charged battery. For comparison purposes only, actual range will vary based on several factors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.